the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda are a shelter where one will get the soothing moonlight, not only of one, but of millions of moons. If the world wants to have real peace, it should take shelter of Lord Nityananda. Unless one takes shelter under the shade of the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda, it will be very difficult for him to approach Radha Krishna. If one actually wants to enter into the dancing pastimes of Radha Krishna, he must firmly catch hold of the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda. Anyone who has not established his relationship with Nityananda Prabhu is understood to have spoiled his valuable human birth. Such a human being is actually an uncontrollable animal because he never uttered the holy name of Nityananda. He has become merged into so-called material happiness. What can his useless education and family tradition do to help him? Being maddened after false prestige and identification with the body, one is thinking, oh, what is Nityananda? What can he do for me? I do not care. The result is that he is accepting something false to be the truth. If you actually want to approach the association of Radha Krishna, you must first achieve the mercy of Lord Nityananda. When he is merciful toward you, then you will be able to approach Radha Krishna. Therefore, you should firmly grasp the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda. The lotus feet of Nityananda are not illusion. They are a fact. One who engages in the transcendental loving service of Nityananda Prabhu is also transcendental. Always try to catch the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda. This Narottam Das is very unhappy. Therefore, I am praying to Lord Nityananda to make me happy. My dear Lord, please keep me close to your lotus feet. The lotus feet of Lord Nityananda are refreshingly cool, like tens and millions of full moons. The shade of his lotus feet will protect one from the scorching heat of material existence. Everyone, please sit close. This is such a house that people are unseen. Everyone, please come. We are singing this very beautiful prayer by Srila Narottam Das Thakur, entitled Mana Shiksha, Teachings to the Mind. Herein, he is teaching us how to focus the mind in the shelter of the mercy of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. Those who know something about the history of the life of Srila Narottam Das Thakur will gain a very deep impression of the realizations he is sharing with us. There is theoretical knowledge, and there is realized knowledge. When one speaks, writes, or sings with realization, it is empowered by very, very immense divine potency of the Lord's mercy. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was traveling to Vrindavan during his first attempted journey, he stopped in Ramkeli, where he delivered Rupa and Sanatan Goswami, as well as Anupam and Jiva Goswami. As he was returning from Ramkeli, somewhere near Kanai Natashala, he faced a particular direction toward the village of Keturi. And there he cried out, Narottam, Narottam, Narottam. Slightly later, Lord Chaitanya went to the Padma River, and he was in a state of transcendental happiness that the devotees had never seen him before. When he came to the Padmavati River, he entered into the river and it overflooded by the power of his ecstasy. And he told Lord Nityananda Prabhu that I have deposited my own heart's ecstatic love for Radha and Krishna in this river. And at the suitable time, you should bring Narottam, who will soon be born, to come here to collect it. So it is a wonderful story. But Narottam Das, when he was just a boy, Nityananda Prabhu brought him there. And there, his heart was overwhelmed with the ecstatic, loving emotions of Lord Chaitanya. Not only that, his complexion became the same as Lord Chaitanya's. So that was Narottam Das Thakur's first encounter with Lord Nityananda Prabhu. Of course, from a Brahmin, he was hearing the glories of Nityananda Prabhu's mercy almost every day, especially the beautiful story of the Lord's mercy on Jagai and Madhai. Many years later, after Narottam Das Thakur lived in Vrindavan at Radha Damodar Temple with Sri Jiva Goswami, at that place he also became very best friends with Srinivas Acharya and Shyamananda Goswami. From Vrindavan, Jiva Goswami and the other great Vaishnavas sent these three devotees to have the Goswami's books printed, published, and distributed. In those days, all printing and publishing was done by copying with one's hand. Narottam Das Thakur was sent by Srinivasacharya to Keturi, which is his birthplace. At that time, his cousin brother, Santosh Dutt, had become the king. Narottam Das Thakur, impelled by his great enthusiasm, went on a pilgrimage to visit the holy places where Lord Chaitanya and his associates performed their pastimes. He went to Navadvip and met whatever devotees were still living who were the personal associates of the Lord. Then he went to Kardaha, the place of Janava, Vashuddha, Birachandra, and Ganga, who were the wives and the children of Nityananda Prabhu. They urged him he should go to Neelachala Jagannath Puri very soon because the devotees in separation were very, very much feeling that ecstasy and agony. And they were waiting for Narottam Das Thakur to give them encouragement. Because actually everywhere Narottam Thakur went, the devotees were waiting for him. Because from the day that Lord Chaitanya cried out, Narottam, 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 they knew that a great personality would be coming. He was famous amongst all the Vaishnavas, even before he was born. He went to Puri. There he was staying at the house of Gopinath Acharya and meeting all of the associates of Lord Chaitanya that were still living. He was taken to Jagannath's temple. He was taken to the Gambira where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu resided and performed his inconceivable infinite pastimes, he was brought to the temple of Tota Gopinath, where he saw the deity of Gadadhar Pandit. And there he saw the sitting place where Gadadhar Pandit every single day would read Srimad Bhagavatam. Lord Chaitanya would personally come each day to hear from him there. In separation from these great souls, he could simply cry. Then he was taken to the samadhi of Haridas Thakur. He wept in separation of Thakur Haridas. And then he was brought back to Gopinathacharya's house after seeing the aarti of Jagannath. He could not sleep because of his very, very deep feelings of love and separation. But somehow or other, late in the evening, he fell asleep. And he had not a dream, but a revelation. He saw, right before his eyes, the Jagannath Temple. He was standing on that large, wide, grand road. Coming down that road was the magnificent chariots of Jagannath, Baladev, and Subhadra. It was the Ratha Yatra. In front of Lord Jagannath's chariot, Narottam Das Thakur saw Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with all of his associates dancing in transcendental love. There was Gauranga, with a beautiful shaven head, his eyes large like fully blossomed lotuses, his nose like the sesame flower, his lips like fresh bimba fruit. His neck was wide, his chest was broad, his waist was thin, his arms extended below their knees. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was loudly chanting the holy name. His golden complexion, which was like fresh molten gold, was illuminating all directions. As he chanted, rivers of tears of ecstasy were flowing from his eyes. His hairs were standing on end. His limbs were trembling. And around Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were all of the associates of Navadweep, Jagannath Puri, Vrindavan, and even South India. All the intimate associates, most of them had disappeared from the world long ago, had all appeared with the Lord. There was Nityananda Prabhu, Gadadhar Pandit, Srivas Thakur, Advaitacharya. There was Kolavecha Sridhar, Murari Gupta, Ramananda Rai, Sarvabhoma Bhattacharya, Budhimanta Khan, King Pratap Rudra, Suklambar Brahmachari. There was Sikhi Mahiti, and there was Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, Raghunath Bhat Goswami. He saw Jiva Goswami, Lokanath Goswami, Bugarbha Goswami. He saw Venkata Bhatta and the devotees of Sri Rangam in South India. Everyone was dancing ecstatically surrounding Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the entire universe was resounding with the loud chanting of the holy names. Narottam Das Thakur was standing on the roadside in ecstasy. He saw Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dancing in such a spirit of love that all the devotees were simply gazing upon him and dancing in joy. He saw thousands, hundreds and thousands of pilgrims running from all directions to see the dancing of the Lord. He saw demigods showering flowers on the Lord. Demigods were even disguising themselves as human beings just to participate in this kirtan. Narottam Das Thakur saw birds and animals and even trees crying out in ecstasy, agitated by the experience of love of God. Narottam Das Thakur saw people who were lame, blind, deaf, and dumb who forgot all of their handicaps and were running, seeing the beautiful form of the Lord, dancing in ecstasy and loudly chanting his holy names. As Narottam Das Thakur stood on the side of the road, silently weeping in joy, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left the kirtan and came right to where Narottam was standing. The Lord held Narottam Das Thakur's hand and embraced him. Then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spoke. He said, "You, Narottam, should go back to Khetri in Bengal. It is my desire that you establish a new type of Sankirtan. Through your kirtan, you will reveal my teachings, my mission, and my pastimes to the world. I will empower your kirtan to mesmerize the hearts of all who hear it with my mercy. Now you go. Go back to Gaudadesh and establish the Sankirtan of the holy name. Very soon you will meet the son of Chiranjeeva Sen of the name Ramchandra Kaviraj, and you will become the most intimate, loving friends. Together you will establish kirtan and deliver many, many hundreds and thousands of people's lives. Go, deliver souls. Bring them into the sampradaya of love of God. You should know that I will always be with you and I will always protect you." Narottam Das Thakur fell at Lord Chaitanya's feet. Lord Chaitanya embraced. And then each and every one of the devotees, Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Prabhu, Gadadhar Prabhu, Srivas Thakur, they all embraced Narottam. He fell at all of their feet, bathing them with his tears. And they all gave him the same instructions. "Lord Chaitanya wishes that you go to Gaudadesh. Go now. Go now." He woke up in the middle of the night and just chanted the holy names throughout the night. In the early morning, he went to Jagannath's temple to see the aarti. As he was gazing upon Lord Jagannath, he prayed for the permission to depart from Puri to fulfill Lord Chaitanya's instruction in Gaudadesh, Bengal. Just when he offered that prayer, although there were so many hundreds and hundreds of people in the temple, a garland fell from Lord Jagannath's body. And immediately the pujari caught that garland and placed it around Narottam Das Thakur's neck. He considered it Lord Jagannath's confirmation. He went back to the house of Gopinath Acharya and did not say a word. Gopinath Acharya said to him, "Narottam, the Lord wishes that you go back to Khetri, Gaudadesh, to establish his kirtan." He left that place after taking blessings from all the Vaishnavas. He stopped in many places on the way. He stopped in Katwa, Kantaka Nagar, where he met Sri Gadadhar Das and Yadunandan Thakur. I'm going to tell one more story, with your permission. It was his very great desire to see the birthplace of Lord Nityananda. What is the name of the birthplace? Everyone loudly chant this holy word.
Ekachakra!
Ekachakra. With great anticipation, he approached Ekachakra, the birthplace of his worshipable Lord Nityananda Prabhu, who was the very personification of the causeless mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When he came to the outskirts, he met a very old Brahmin. Narottam Das Thakur could not understand who this Brahmin was. It was Lord Nityananda Prabhu in disguise. Lord Nityananda Prabhu, in the disguise of this old Brahmin, approached Narottam Das Thakur and asked him, "What is your name? Where are you coming from? Where are you going? And what is your purpose?" Narottam Thakur, who was very respectful toward all living beings, replied. He said, "My name is Narottam Das, and I am coming from Sri Kshetra, Jagannath Puri. I am the son of Padmavati. I am the son of Krishnananda Dutt. And I am going to Ekachakra, because Ekachakra is the birthplace of my Lord Nityananda Prabhu. Lord Nityananda Prabhu is the son of Padmavati and Hadai Pandit. I wish to travel all around Ekachakra and see the holy places where my Lord performed his pastimes. And after that, I will return to my home across the Padma River to the village of Keturi." The old Brahmin responded that, "I know all the places of Ekachakra perfectly well. I will show you all of them. Come with me." That old Brahmin took Narottam Thakur by the hand and he said, "This is the place. This is the place where Nityananda Prabhu would herd the cows with his friends. You see these pastures? And this here, this is the place where they performed unlimited pastimes depicting the leelas of the Lord. It was here that they played the pastime of the birth of Krishna. It was here that he played the pastime in this river, Padmavati Kund, where he danced on the hoods of Kaliya. You see these two trees? You don't see. They're one tree. They used to be two, but Nityananda Prabhu pushed them together as one so his friends could easily jump from one branch to the next. This is the place where he performed the leelas of Lord Ramchandra. This is the place where with a club and a plow he enacted the leelas of Lord Balaram. Now I am taking you to the Garbhasan, the place where Nityananda appeared within this world. And this is the house of Hadai Pandit and Padmavati, where Nityananda Prabhu performed his unlimited childhood pastimes. This is the place where Padmavati would bring Nityananda Prabhu to take his bath. And this is the place she would cook for him. This is the place where he received the sacred thread from his father. This is the place where he ate his first grains. This particular place under this tree is from where that mysterious sannyasi came to rest in Ekachakra. It was on this road that that sannyasi took Nityananda Prabhu from Ekachakra to go on pilgrimage. On this very same road, all the inhabitants of Ekachakra chased after that sannyasi to beg him to leave Nityananda Prabhu home. They all promised, "We will give you our own children, but leave Nityananda Prabhu here. We cannot live without him." But they could not find the sannyasi. It was here that Padmavati fainted unconscious in separation from her beloved child who was only 12 years old. It was here that Hadai Pandit tried to pacify her, but he himself was so aggrieved he could not eat or drink in several months. The old Brahmin Reveal to Narottam Das Thakur the most intimate secrets of Eka Chakra. And then he explained that Eka Chakra is not a place of this material world. It is the eternal transcendental abode of the Lord. The deep esoteric mysteries of Eka Chakra cannot even be properly understood by the greatest of the demigods in the heavens. In Eka Chakra, Lord Nityananda Prabhu is eternally performing his pastimes, and those who are supremely fortunate can see them with their own eyes. At that moment, the Brahman disappeared. Narottam Das Thakur became so attached to the association of this Brahman, he could not tolerate his just disappearing like this. Narottam Das Thakur began to tremble and to cry out for this Brahman to return. He gave him so much nectar, so much love. Narottam Das Thakur was thinking, if I do not see this Brahman again, I cannot survive. I will enter into fire. This was his spontaneous love for this Brahman. His deep, incredible attachment to this Brahman. Because he was feeling in that way, the Brahman appeared again right before his eyes. Smiling upon him, the Brahman turned into Lord Balaram. He had a complexion like a spring cloud, so pure and white, beautiful lotus-like eyes. He was wearing blue garments, beautiful ornaments of jewels and gold. He had a turban on his head, and he held a club and a plow. Before Narottam Das Thakur's eyes, that Brahman transformed. I mean, Balaramji transformed into Lord Nityananda Prabhu, who stood before Narottam Das Thakur as the very worshipable deity of his life. Nityananda Prabhu then embraced Narottam Das and spoke. He said, Narottam, you are my very favorite. I will always be with you. Now you go and do the will of Lord Chaitanya. Know that I will always be there to guide you, to inspire you, and to protect you. Your mission will be a success. Then Nityananda Prabhu disappeared. Narottam Das Thakur, in great transcendental happiness, with complete faith in the words of Nityananda Prabhu that he would always be with him, remained in Eka Chakra for the rest of the day, immersed in chanting the holy names. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
The next morning, he crossed the river Padma and entered into the village of Khetri. In our next home program, I will continue the narration. From this brief narrations, we have some clue of the personal love and devotion and divine experiences that Narottam Das Thakur had in relation to Nityananda Prabhu. So when he is singing these beautiful songs, he's not just composing poetry. He's simply opening the floodgates of his heart and allowing all of us to drown in the transcendental realizations and emotions of his love.
for the mercy of Sri Nityananda Prabhu, Lord Chaitanya and their associates.
Srila Prabhupada explained that although Narottam Das Thakur's beautiful poetry is in simple Bengali language,
it has the power of all the Vedic literatures. Because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Nityananda Prabhu, and all the associates of the Lord empowered Narottam Das Thakur to spread the glories of the holy name, pastimes, and mission of the Lord. And how he did that, in our next class, we will describe. For now, let us celebrate by dancing and chanting the holy name.